This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella loved to throw sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
God, it's a secret. Who am I? I'll never tell. XOXO, Gossip Mono. You're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast, available to you anywhere in the stratosphere. I'm so excited to be here today. I am Mono Gapian, spoiler. And I'm joined by a genius comedian writer. We've both written for the Drag Race show. And we're here to talk about the celeb Drag Race. It's the genius. It's the hilarious Kara Klank.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Mono,
yeah, you're back.
I have to tell you, I love to be back. And I have to tell you, last night I went to this party where it was like to celebrate a podcast that's been on for like 10 years. They were having like their 10-year anniversary party.
Okay.
And I don't know, it had something to do with they like the penguin character. So someone was dressed up in full penguin drag. Like they looked exactly like the penguin from Batman.
Ooh.
And then he said the penguin character did Kiss from a Rose. And then in the middle of the performance, lifted off their top hat and rose petals came down. So it was like an amazing
Batman.
It was a Batman Drag Race crossover that I never knew I needed. And those of us that watch Drag Race in the crowd really went wild. It was really fun.
I love it. Oh, that's fantastic. I mean that, and it's actually a very appropriate an homage to a moment that really matters. That's amazing. Like,
and I posted it on my Insta stories, and Shea Coulee's boyfriend wrote, "I'm triggered by this," but like joking.
God damn it. That's very funny. Oh yeah. We know Rose's haunt. Valentine's Day is very traumatic for Shea Coulee.
For
we know
our
that.
Poor Shea baby.
Poor Shea. That is so fucking great. You know, I did my bad drag show this past weekend.
Oh,
so I
yeah?
was around so many crunchy, beautiful, messy drag moments. And my God, drag is so fucking fun.
Yeah, I gotta come to your bad drag show. I gotta come.
I did poppers in my performance.
In it? Well, you commit. You commit to the bit, baby.
You know, I wanted something. It's that stupid thing where you're like, this is kind of fun, this is kind of fun. And you're like, I need something at the end of the performance to, you know, keep building that ramp.
Yeah.
And I said, maybe I'll do poppers.
I did poppers when I was like 20 in the UK visiting a friend. And they just like do them for fun at bars. And I was just like, okay. And like, I was
fun.
Like,
it's like whippets.
It is. It's fun for like 45 seconds or something.
Exactly,
right? It's like,
exactly.
It's
gone. It's there and it's gone.
Yeah.
Which I like. But it was funny to do them standing because I was like, oh, this is why most times people do these not standing. Like, okay, interesting. Kara, I mean, everyone knows you've been here before. We've talked Drag Race. You wrote for season 12. Tell us more about what you're doing right now. Obviously, your Law and Order, specifically SVU pod, is like really popping right now.
Yes. No, I have a Law and Order podcast. I have a Law and Order SVU podcast called That's Messed Up, an SVU podcast with my co-host is Lisa Traeger, another huge fan of drag, like psychotic. She'll like be like, well, remember what happened in season 6? And I'm like, you rewatch the seasons constantly. I like have not watched season 6 in 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Like she just rewatches so much. But we talk about drag on our podcast all the time. It's basically like we recap an episode of SVU. We talk about the true crime it was based on. And then we also interview an actor from the episode.
Oh,
so
that's amazing.
It's kind of like 3 pods in one.
Wait,
we're fun. And
you track down the actors.
Oh yeah, baby. We've talked to BD Wong. We've talked to Marsha Gay Harden.
Amazing.
We've talked to Marsha Gay Harden, a huge drag fan, told us a whole story about how she met Katya one time.
That's amazing. Wait, that is so fun. Wait, that is such an extra fun level of like putting the work in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's helpful that we're on like a network and we have a booker, like, but sometimes we have to help like get them. We have to help get people sometimes. So
do you ever do episodes without them and it's still a blast?
We've never not had a guest.
That's amazing.
Because even if we can't find somebody who was in the episode, we've interviewed a couple of writers, we've interviewed a couple of directors, we've interviewed one of the major showrunners twice.
That's amazing.
So yeah, we always get somebody and we love it.
I need to watch the show. I'm pretty hungry for a show, so maybe I need to do the deep dive into SVU.
Well, you know, SVU is kind of like, yeah, I don't know why it's like comforting, especially for like women. So many women love it. And it's like truly about like rape and murder. But it's also like, there's just something, it's a fantasy of the justice system. Everything usually works out in the end. It's like wrapped up in a neat little bow. The police are good in this fantasy. You know what I mean? Like it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's definitely a fantasy world.
I feel like that's why I watch Succession. Like my family has no money, but the level of dysfunction in that family and like watching it is weirdly like maybe therapeutic to be like, I don't know. That's interesting. There's something there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I do love me some SVU. And so, but you know what? We have listeners who are like, I always find it crazy, but they'll say, I don't even watch the show. I like you guys talking about it and then hearing about the crime and listening to the interview. So
we have that occasionally, especially with this most recent series.
Yeah.
There's been some very vocal listeners being like, I am not watching, but I will listen to you yell about it. Okay. Fair enough. And this is not a trick question. Actually, before we get that, anything left to say? Obviously, go back and listen to that season 12 recap. It was so helpful and great when you came on and talked about your time writing on season 12. Since then, I wrote ideas for season 14. So we've both become little writers for World of Wonder.
Well, I also wrote on season 8 of All Stars 5 and the first season of Celebrity Drag Race.
Yes.
So I was on that first, first season that was totally different than what this format is now. So I'm really happy that you're having me on because I honestly hadn't really dipped into this new format.
Yeah.
And my friend who's a stand-up wrote on this format and had told me a little bit about it. And so I was like, interesting. I wonder what it's going to be like. So I'm happy that you kind of pushed me off the ledge to watch this format and see this new season.
What do you think so far?
There's
a lot I like.
Yeah, it's really fun. Like the production value is high. Like I like there's so much background like work. They get great songs. They have great backup dancers. They look great. I mean, I don't know how secret the celebrity stuff is. Like this was truly the first one I've watched this season. And I knew who three of them were like kind of immediately, but it's just like drag is drag, but you can't like surgically remove. It's not the same as the Masked Singer where you're wearing a paper mache, like huge mask. Like you can't kind of tell who the people are, but maybe that doesn't matter.
That is an interesting part of it, right? It's like, it's drag, right? But it's not the same as wearing a big lip mask or whatever. Yeah. It's just not the same.
Yeah. So I see how it's a full combo of like lip sync battle and mask singer and mask dancer, whatever those are.
All of them.
And, you know.
Dancing with the drags, all of that.
Yeah. RuPaul and everybody at WOW, I mean, they know how to like sort of work with the times. You know,
I love that they're not afraid to reinvent. They're like, and if something doesn't stick, they just throw it away.
Well, because the
thing is, their talent, they just throw it away.
Like with the show, some stuff is like so repetitive. Like, I think that's what people find comfort in. Like the language is always the same of the show. There's always going to be a reading challenge. There's always going to be a this challenge. I personally am like, I could do a season without a girl group challenge. I don't need another girl group challenge for a year and then bring it back, make me miss it. I wish they would mix things up a little bit more in the regular season. But I think that when they do stuff outside of the regular season, like, All Stars, when they do
pitching products in the, remember Fish Tank? They were like, we're making a drag product and we're pitching it to you. And they were like, okay. Or in All Stars where they made them design cans, soup cans. That was cursed. That was horrible. That was so mean. And then it was like, what is the criteria?
It
was
the branding challenge, right? It's a branding challenge.
Branding challenge. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get that. Sometimes a rusical, look, sometimes they're great, but sometimes I'm like, this is just this absolutely the same melody as last year. What are we doing? Yeah.
So I did think that, like, I don't know. I thought that it's a totally different concept. Like, for anybody that's listening that didn't watch the first season of Celebrity, right? It was just Drag Race. It was three celebrities against each other for one episode.
Yeah.
And then their prize money goes to charity, right?
Which was also really, the shit y'all wrote was very funny. I mean, that roast challenge was.
Oh, and the roast challenge was funny because the guy who was in that, I forgot his name. He's the host of America.
He's
the host of Ninja Warrior.
He has two first names, like Matt James or something like that.
He used to do stand up. So we were there being like, hey, we're here to help you write roast jokes. And like, he had all that shit lined up. And then I think Alex Newell, I maybe gave a few jokes to, and like, but everybody kind of just had really good. Oh, the guy from Schitt's Creek, like they were all just like funny. Good at roasting those people. So
yeah, that was a funny. There's a lot of funny shit.
Yeah.
But I will say this: I don't think we're getting a roast challenge this season. I think we're just doing numbers.
That's right. It's just like, I mean, have they done anything besides lip sync the whole season?
No.
Yeah.
No, but. You know, it's cute. I gotta say, so there's a lot of things I like about it and there's some stuff I don't. But like, I don't know if you saw the other episodes, Not a Trick, but you've seen the performers get better over the weeks, which is kind of.
Oh, okay.
Cool for them. You know, like you literally see them be like, oh, they're like getting better and they're doing better at this. And it's like, yeah, if you lip sync over and over again, you like inevitably will pick up skills.
Totally.
So that has been a fun part of this journey that's very unique. What are your other feelings watching this episode? General feelings before we go in and talk about each one.
You know, I
take us to church. Take us to church.
No, listen, I love the back. I thought actually dance wise, they all had like really good. They were all pretty good dancers. And I was pretty impressed with that. Like nailing some choreography moments. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It felt like Michelle and Carson were just kind of doing the, we were just getting all the positive, right? There was like no negative.
Well, this whole year with All Stars.
Yeah.
And frankly, look, I love season 14, but I mean, the way that we never sent a girl home for anything ever. It's been a year of a lot of
positivity.
I'm complaining about positivity. It's just been a lot of patting on the back and handshakes and orange slices and applesauce and Capri Suns. It's been a lot.
And
of
everybody
that.
Gets a little trophy. Yeah.
Everyone's doing great. We love you. And it's RuPaul's pretending like she's never like every, you know, we don't get her yelling about H&M anymore. We need that. But anyway,
oh, I love that.
What did you think about? I mean, again, okay, we have our lovely drag moms here. We have Jujubee, Brooklyn Heights, Monet Exchange, Giving Blue, Dabba Dee, Dabba Die. I love the way they look. God, they look gorgeous.
No, they look fierce. I love that. I mean, Monet always turns it for me. And so Jujubee beautiful. Is like, I worked on Jujubee's All Stars, second All Stars season five, and I just like love her so much. And
incredible.
She's amazing. Has Brooklyn had work done to her face?
Yes. Bitch. You want to see if she's had work done.
I just don't, you know, and no judgment. I just, sometimes I look at her and I'm like, you look completely different than you did in your season. But I have not been keeping up with Canada, which I know is a, which is a travesty. I do have two children. It's hard for me to watch every fucking franchise on the planet, but
like four or five literally concurrently happening right now. So it's too much.
Like I just can't watch all of it. I've watched the first season. I love the UK. I love the Down Under. I haven't dabbled in Canada though. I would love to. I'm going to get around to it.
You love the Down Under. That's crazy.
I like Reese. We're friends with Reese. I like him.
Oh, I love Reese. Yeah. Like literally, sorry, I'm just going to be a mean asshole and just be like, he's the best part of the show. Sorry. But Okay, wait. First of all, yes, Brooklyn Heights' face has had a lot of work done. It's basically a 7-Eleven because it always works. And I just have to say, look, yeah, I feel like they're a little underused. Like, I don't know why. I mean, I guess they, you know, they kiki pop off a little bit, but I don't know. I want these stars used a little bit more in these episodes.
Yeah, I wonder if part of that is like they can't like have these interviews go on too long because they can't show their faces. So it's like the interaction is so minimal.
Yes.
Like, you know, if it was like a celebrity, like, for example, the way the Queen Supremes worked in the first one, they could go in, they could be like, oh, girl, like your eye, you know, and like then there was a makeup queen and you kind of saw a little bit of all that.
Which some of the makeup queens got very much cut from your season of Celebrity Drag Race. My God.
Yeah.
Drama. Conflama.
Yeah, so much.
So what was I going to say? Yes, Brooklyn has had work done. Canada is wild. Season 3 just ended.
So should I watch Canada? Are there certain seasons I should and shouldn't watch?
Honestly, I would say watch season 2. I don't know. Okay. I enjoyed season 2 more than the others.
Like, I also know who wins, and so it's a little bit like, you know.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I don't know. I weirdly would say season 2 is my favorite out of the Canadas. But season 3 is great because it has a delusional villain character.
Yes.
That is rare these days.
Well, you know I love The Housewives, so delusional villain is right up my alley. I love that.
You might need to watch season 3. If you just want to delude, well, no, they both do. Season 3 has a very lovable delusional villain, and I think like for me reinvigorated what I love about Drag Race.
It's sort of hard because now that the show's so popular, it's like you're just not getting anyone that's like truly villainous anymore. Like if they are, it's like almost like they're playing it that way, and I don't know.
It's so strange. I literally feel like it's the gay army now. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like everyone's enlisting. Like it's like there might as well be a fucking draft at this point. Or Mother Roo.
You're all going to get called up at some point.
Absolutely. We need you to come do a death drop.
Don't commit to college. You might just get pulled out for Drag Race.
So first we have Poppy Love's number. Well, do you know who this is?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I think most people do. I didn't. On first blush, I did not. I was like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
But no, I didn't until an interview where they were like, oh yeah, in the 90s, girls were all around me and blah, blah, blah.
That was heavy.
Okay, I know who this is.
Yeah, they're not hiding it the way they do in Mass Singer.
Are you not spoiling on your podcast?
No, I think we've spoiled already. I think everyone knows.
Okay, yeah. So this is AJ, right?
This is AJ. He wants it that way. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I just needed to say that because I just saw the Backstreet Boys in concert in June.
Oh my God. How was AJ?
I was invited by someone who works for Live Nation. So we got like a box. It was really nice.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Okay.
Dude, they put on a show. They were so fun.
Yeah.
They were really good. But the whole time AJ had some of the wildest looks. Like I kept saying to my friend, AJ has his own stylist. AJ's doing this on his own. Like, because the other guys would have kind of like fun Backstreet Boys, like what we're cool dads kind of fashion. And then AJ was just out there wilding with like crazy hats. Like so it does not surprise me that he's the one Backstreet Boy that agreed to
drag
get involved with
to
this.
Him.
Yeah. I think drag speaks to him for sure.
And I gotta say, you know, this week you saw, I think his performance was one of the best, if not the best, frankly. But what'd you think? Did you like it?
I mean, I think just the sheer, I don't think he's a very beautiful queen, but I will say.
No. It's kind of like putting makeup on a gravestone.
Yeah. But I will say the ambition to do 5 reveals.
Yes.
I mean.
Awful.
Like you had
so
to.
So amazing.
You had to give him the credit. I mean.
Yes, that's very impressive. And they're hard to do. They're horrible to do. We've all done them.
And I love that this is a cis straight man, right?
Yeah.
Who's just out there fucking doing it. He's playing to the dancers. He's like, he's fully invested.
I love that he's bringing his choreography know-how. Like, I'm like, yes, you know how to do choreo.
Like, hell yes, he knows how to do choreo, but he's probably never done it in 5-inch heels before. But then here he is. And then unzipping and like reveals are so hard, I think, sometimes.
Horrible. Yeah, he does. Oh my God. just, I mean, whatever. I failed so many reveals, but I was just reminded every time you make fun of a queen for a reveal, you're like, oh, try it yourself. It is so hard to do it sexily and effortlessly and stay in the performance.
And
it's
not
so
have
hard.
Like just one little thing, snag another thing. Like I've seen so many queens like struggle to get it off after like a malfunction. It's like, Yeah, and then in the end, that jumpsuit, the Union Jack jumpsuit, I mean,
awesome.
You just,
Ginger.
Yeah.
Who's your, I mean, Ginger, I mean, also Ginger's my favorite, but I don't know, because I was a little slutty little boy. What was I going to say? I mean, she just really, the song choice.
Yeah.
This
and
is one of the
so
best song
90s,
choices.
Like very perfect, very good song choice and great choreo. And yeah, I think AJ just, wow, just. And, dedicated himself.
Wants
to
it. He wants it. It's wild. Like, that's what's kind of blowing my mind. I'm like, okay, as performers ourselves, do you think he's chasing performance highs? Do you know what I'm saying? It kind of worries me. The way that you're like, I have to perform. It's like, you've done everything you needed to as a performer. You're a millionaire. I have to perform.
Well, yes, for sure. But also, like, you know, they got huge talent on Lip Sync Battle. Like, they would get huge people on Lip Sync Battle that I think just wanted, like, yeah, like, look at this other thing I can do, or
yeah,
this can go viral, and then, like
what's
I don't
the
know.
The little Spider-Man
yeah.
did it.
Yeah.
And it was adorable. Tom Holland.
Yes, little Spider-Man. I mean, like, Channing Tatum did it, didn't he? Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't really watch it, but, like, the thing is, I don't even watch Lip Sync Battle, but you would see the really iconic ones just, like, circulating on social media and stuff.
Exactly.
So I think they all think, hey, what if I have, like, a huge moment doing this? It probably takes up, I don't know how much time this took up for all of them, but, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing with this is, like, I wonder if some of them are like, I can do it, but only for 3 weeks. So just eliminate me on week three. Do you know what I mean? Because like part of the, what was so hard in booking the first season that we did was just availability. And those queens only shot for, I think, 2 days. Like it was really, this is probably, I know it's not, they make it seem like weeks, but this is probably at least a couple of weeks that you've got to dedicate to it. So
it had to be, yeah.
You know, so finding talent that can do that.
Because do you think they did 4 days on, 1 day off? Well, like, what do you think?
I don't know. Like how long these take. The other thing too is like, they're not really creating a look and everything's kind of being done for them. You know, like their makeup, everything's being done for them. So it would just be getting choreo together, which I guess I would imagine it's 2 days per episode. I can ask my friend and get back to you because she would tell
In
me the
fact,
whole.
In fact, why don't you go
schedule.
And ask her right now? Because Kara, silence. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But Now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Bring back my break. We're back. Oh my God. What are those? They are clothes. We are so excited to be back chit-chatting. Another amazing performance in the, what we call it? The Coca-Cola 2 of Drag Race. Secret Celebrity Drag Race. You didn't know you needed it, but you do. And now we're going to chit-chat about Donna Bellissima. Donna Bellissima, whatever you think about her, you didn't see all of her journey, but you got to see her today and her Dixie Chicks moment.
Okay, so I'm not going to act like I am a huge concert person, but I also did just see the Dixie Chicks in concert last month. So I know I just brought up another concert story.
And they're the Chicks now,
but they're the Chicks now, yes. The Chicks, I saw the Chicks in concert and I love them and they did play this song at the concert and it is kind of like a barn burner of a song. I thought that was a really interesting twist because the 90s to me is Dixie Chicks, but that's not an obvious choice. That's not a Britney, you know, that's not like, so that was a cool choice to me. I also do know, I knew exactly who this person was immediately. Yeah. I actually just met him at Learn the Words, Bitch, another a lip sync show, by the way. At Akbar. Have you ever gone?
No, actually, if that's shocking.
It is so much fun. Listen, half the people are in drag, but half people aren't. It's just a lip sync competition. Like, you can be in your plain clothes, like, but most people come with like a bit and like a gag.
That's fun.
He comes a lot and he performs. Like, I've seen him at it twice. One time he performed. And so he is a good lip syncer. So I knew that kind of going in. And I liked this one. I don't know. I think country's not for everybody, but I did love this one.
I think that was probably one of my hesitations. I'm not a big country person.
Yeah.
But, and I did not know this song. So.
Oh, you don't know Sin Wagon. Okay.
I didn't. I only know like Goodbye Earl, you know.
Sure. Like the super, super popular ones. Yeah. So again, a risk.
It's a big risk. So, I mean, I guess I was just like, I wasn't like, oh my God, this is still good. But I was just like, not as much like with 90s, the Chicks. I don't know. Also, I'm going to be a bitch and say it felt like she was like, what shoe can I possibly get away with wearing? Cowboy boots.
Yes.
Like the Chicks. Like, it felt like it was shoe first.
It was all built off of the shoe choice.
I honestly think so, because this queen doesn't like shoes. And this queen listens to the podcast. And she told me she didn't like some of the things I had to say about her. And to I say, why are you listening to this podcast? And why do you care what I think? I'm a lunatic. So she might be listening to this. But I'm still going to give you my honest opinion. It wasn't my favorite song choice. But that's me. I don't like the Chicks.
Yeah. And that's fine. I love the Chicks, so I liked it. And I thought that, you know, she turned it out.
She's
Donna
beautiful.
Bellissima.
The face.
But like, that was the first person I saw in this where I was like, that's absolutely Daniel Prince. Like, there's no way that's anyone else. Like, it's just his face. And because he also judged on the season that I worked on. So I met him up there, and then I met him at Lord of the Words Bitch another time. But yeah, he brought it. It was also like, we also just had Trinity's. We just had Trinity's country performance in All Stars as well recently. So there's been a little bit of country infiltrating the old drag.
Country's been in. Yeah, country's happening. I'm here for it. I guess it did give us a different, and maybe it made her, it certainly helped her stand out from just like the pop, pop, pop that most people went for, which is probably what I would have gone for. But I'm a basic bitch. She's just stunning. She's great. I like it. I think some of the choreography did her dirty, but I think she's a great performer. It just didn't have, it just wasn't my favorite. I thought it was really good. It just wasn't my favorite of the night. Like, and I guess that's why they were all good. So that's why no one goes home today. So, but it'll be curious to see how this, this reveal, I wonder why are they revealing all the cast? Just because they're like, we know who it is now. Let's stop this shenanigans.
Yeah. I think they're just going to drop that. Yeah. I am interested to know why they're dropping it as well.
Do you think it's just like, they're like, we're going to get more confessionals. We're going to get more workroom gags.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think they were like, we're missing so much footage because we can't show them? I wonder
if that's part of it. And like we were just saying, less like, less interaction with those hosts and Queen Supremes. I mean, like, so maybe it's, yeah, I don't know really what, I don't know. To me, it's like they're showing sections of their faces during choreography rehearsal. So I was like, you're almost showing them. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, it was kind of expertly done, but it's like, you can tell who everybody is. But Yeah,
it's I think they're probably like, it's 90 minutes. What are we going to do? We can't just like, how are we going to fill the rest of this time? What I think it's honestly smart production too, because it's just like, most people know who these people are. And as we're heading to the finish line, it's for sure, it seems like a good calculated risk to be like, let's just see if this gives us a more gratifying finale, because you will know who you're rooting for.
Now we know who everybody is. Yeah. Well, I just got confirmation from my friend that one day, but with BTS 2 days. So I think they probably did like a behind the scenes day with choreo, like all that. And then they did the day.
Damn,
the shoot.
That's a lot. Yeah. So then you're saying like two days on, one day off. I bet they did
two episodes a week and then took the weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That's wild. That feels right.
I think that it's going to impact the level of celebrities that you're allowed to get, that you're able to get. And although I won't say that anybody super huge has been on either season, right?
I don't personally think so myself.
I love everybody that is willing to do it. And some of these people I've been watching my whole life, and Mean Girls is a movie that I love, and Fresh Prince is a show that I used to watch and love it.
And obviously, we are nobodies. We are...
Yeah. I'm no one to anybody. But
no one.
When I did the season I worked on, and two of the celebrities that showed up were my personal friends, I was like, maybe this isn't quite the celebrity drag race that people are. Like, two people that did it, I was like, I've known you forever.
I know. It is a tall fucking order to come... That's what's also interesting is like, because Drag Race T asks so much of its contestants, and that's not a dig on the show, but it's just like the Drag Race we know demands people perform, dress themselves, and obviously they're having a lot of help, but like you need to be an all-out entertainer. And I don't know if that many celebrities are like, I would love to bust my fucking ass.
Yeah.
For this. I don't know how appealing that is.
Yes.
They got to love performing. And I will say Chakra 7 loves performing, and I love watching her, because this was one of the top two for me, for sure, of the night. And also Doo-Wop, what an amazing song choice.
So wait, may I ask a quick question?
Yes.
In the other episode, since nobody got eliminated this week, how does elimination work? Is there a lip sync for your life? And then Rue decides, same as regular.
Yep, and then the loser reveals themselves.
Okay.
And then everyone pretends to know who they are, and we all clap. We all go, "We totally remember you from that one episode of Boston Public." It's a good time. It's a good time.
Okay, so back to this one. What is Tatiana Ali's drag name again?
Chakra 7.
Chakra 7. This was my least favorite one.
Oh, okay, good. This is good. I like to have just a different take. Please,
Truly obsessed with the song. I was singing along. I know every word to the song.
Uh-huh.
I thought that her body, you know, I thought her physicality wasn't like doing it for me for some reason. I was like, she, you know, but.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, cool.
But then I was shocked to have that be, you know, not like, I don't know how we want to get ahead of ourselves, but I was shocked that this was like the top two. Like it didn't hit me that way, but.
See, and I was like, oh, this is probably in the top two, but it could have either been song choice, which I love the song. And I do like, but it could also be colored by like how she's been performing well in the past weeks of the show. So it could be that thing where you come in team X and you're just like, I love this team.
Sure. And also, I mean, sometimes it's like someone's turn, you know, like it sounded like this week it was Donna Bellissima's turn because she said she hadn't won a challenge turn. Yet.
It was, baby, right? It was an RPG because it was a turn-based experience. It was, it felt like it. Yeah, it felt like it.
The miseducation. And she reminded me of the woman who works behind the window in Beetlejuice.
Oh my God. Yes. Very, you know, that very.
Who has like two. Smoke coming out of, who has smoke coming out of the like hole in her throat. Cause she has the blue skin and everything. It was reminiscent of that to me, but
it was very, that
very, very cute.
Two dimensional man goes through the wall hole. We all love him. What about him? Let's do him in drag.
Yeah.
You were saying,
oh, I don't know what I was saying. How many people, you know what I'm wondering too? How big is this audience? I feel like there's some camera tricks where they're not fully panning the audience. It's like they want me to believe this is like an America's Got Talent, like huge, huge audience. But then it's like, I'm only really ever seeing the audience that's right in front of the judges panel. And I know how the show loves to fake an audience because I've been in the audience before.
I bet there's a mirror around every single, there's four mirrors around each person creating five new people every 2 feet. I don't know.
But everyone is a hologram of someone else. They actually only hired 10 extras for this.
These are mogwais that were given water after midnight. I don't know. I love the song choice. She looks beautiful.
I mean, this whole album I'm obsessed with. I love the song choice. I love it.
Can we get some of these songs on Drag Race proper immediately?
I know. Because
at the beginning of the season, a lot of the songs were also runs. You know what I mean? They were like, oh yeah, this has been on Drag Race. We see. They knew how to get the rights for this. But now they've really been venturing into new songs, which I am like loving for the show, but I'm also like, get it on Drag Race immediately. I want to see.
Did you ever see when I was working at WOW? I did see a list one time of like how much all the song, like a bunch of songs that they wanted or were considering, and I saw like how much they cost. It's very interesting.
Can you give us the range without just like the range? How much would like low end to high end be with songs?
I mean, I think that, oh boy.
Allegedly.
And this was 3 years ago, so I don't really remember the spreadsheet exactly, but. I remember it being maybe like 10 grand is low to license a song. And then I saw some going up to like 60.
Yeah.
But then there had to have been some that are like 100, you know, like huge
that is
songs,
really wild.
You know?
That's really wild.
But I think it also depends on the artists. Like, I think there's some artists that are like very, don't even put their shit on Spotify. And like, you know, like if you wanted like a Beyonce, like, which they have had Beyoncés. And then I noticed that sometimes they pick Beyoncés that are a little bit more B-side Beyoncé.
Oh, they sure do.
And
they
so,
certainly do.
Yeah. Like, it's like, I'm always like, those have to be just like way less like, expensive. What? Like, yeah.
Yeah. We all remember the song Beyoncé sung about cactuses, right? We're like, what? I don't remember this one. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We all loved it. You'll love it too. Gag. No, but that is very interesting. Yeah, it's a lot of fucking money. It's a lot of fucking money. And that's why season one, I mean, I honestly think we know for a fact they stumbled into this format because I know during season one, they did not properly get the song licensing. That's why for a couple years, season one was like lost, and because they just chose songs that were wildly expensive, not thinking they had to get the rights properly. And because the show wasn't big enough at first, I don't think anyone came for them. Then the show grew and they were like, oh, we have to, wait, what?
Yeah, it's like even the show, The State, that I was obsessed with when I was growing up, The State guy, like that song, that was not available for consumption for a really long time because none of the music was licensed. Like they were on MTV. So I think they thought, fuck it, we can use whatever song we want. Cause we're on music television, but like then they didn't get anything licensed and those guys got big and like, yeah. So anyway, I am loving these. I'm loving these choices.
Living for this.
Cause like so far we have like girl group, Brit pop, we've got country and we've got hip hop. So you know, they're definitely all making different choices.
They are. And now we're back to, we have Chick LaFay. Hate the name. I just got to say that. Hate the name, Chick LaFay.
Well, isn't it weird? Wait, who's Chick LaFay again?
It is the gentleman, spoiler, the gentleman from Glee?
It's Kevin McHale?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. I is that him? Wait, who's the last one then?
The last one is a gentleman, spoiler alert, from Hacks? He's like an actor who's in Hacks.
Oh, it's Marcin Delicato.
There we go, you know the name. Yes. Yeah. He's
so
very funny.
And he's from Ugly Betty too, I think. Okay, so I feel like when he was getting his critiques, I clocked who he was. Like for some reason, he just has this face where I was like, "Oh, that's the kid from Glee." Which is because there was another Glee person on here too. Right?
There was Millie Von Sunshine.
So
and apparently, because they have a podcast together, like they have some sort of a podcast.
Gotcha.
Together.
But Chick LaFay, why are you highlighting a brand that hates gay people?
No, that's what I'm saying. A mess. But you know, she looks beautiful. I like this number.
I thought the choreography with like the arms coming out, like I thought this had really good choreo and he was really nailing it, which is ironic because his character in Glee was in a wheelchair. So it's not like he ever really had to do a lot of the dance numbers in Glee, you know?
100%. Yeah. They've been putting her through the ringer for this. And she's been giving more puss, you know, her critiques in the past weeks where she's like a little bit studently about it. And they're like, be more pussy, have more fun, get more messy.
Was this the one that he said, sissy, that you need to sissy your walk a little more?
I think that was for Poppy Love, of course.
Oh, okay.
You know, the brick cave with paint on it. They were like, we need you to get sissier. And adorable AJ was like, so like wants to please, they all want to please mommy in such a funny way. But I really like this number. Good song choice.
No, me too.
This was good. I don't have much of a note for this one. I think she looks incredible. The choreo was fun. This could have been in the quote unquote top two.
Yeah, I thought this was a really, really good one. I was really into the dancing for this one.
Favorite of the night? Well, what is your favorite of the night? Because I know it wasn't the Britney. Which I want to say the Britney was absolutely good, but they threw her under the bus.
No, that was not my favorite. And neither was Tatiana. And so I think it was between this and Donna Bellissima because I have a chicks thing. Because I love the chicks.
You love the chicks? Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
But this one I would say would be second. And then I would probably put AJ third or Poppy Love. I did really love that one as well. I did.
It was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weirdly, I hate, you know, I feel weird just praising straight guys, but I probably would have put Poppy or Chakra at the top, which is wild. I don't know. So we're going to finish this up. We're going to talk about our last number. But first, reveal yourself. Oh, hey, Kara. Okay, we're going to take a break. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo ca-choo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin'. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security, plus peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bring back my break. We are back. We have more.
It's chaotic.
Very chaotic. Yeah, maybe there's something about reviewing Secret Celeb Drag Race that's made me more chaotic. Because I also know, like, the listeners, the feedback I'm getting from the listeners is,
Do people like it? Like, I honestly haven't heard a thing about it. And when I tell you that my entire Instagram Explore page, my entire Twitter feed is all about drag usually, I have not been seeing a lot of, like, oh, snap, did you check out this performance? Or, like, so-and-so slayed. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's, like,
I don't.
Maybe it's just it's, like, people that are really into Drag Race like the whole rags to riches of it. Like, they like the struggle up the ladder, and they don't really care. They don't really care about, like, someone that's a pre-existing celebrity trying drag. Wow, like, that doesn't mean anything.
You are really hitting the nail on the head, right? There's no Colosseum. There's no Roman Colosseum element to a successful celebrity coming to try out this art form that's for freaks and losers.
Yeah. And like, if they lose, no stakes. It's just kind of like, okay, you know, I mean, the stakes are, I don't know, are they giving the money to charity? I don't know what the stakes are, but, like, you know, it's not the same as people that are like, oh my God, I've auditioned 7 times. Drag saved my life. Like, this is what I do. This is what I love. Like, this is how I found my voice and who I am. Whereas this is like watching celebrities who are given the look is not theirs. Maybe they came up with the concept. Maybe they chose the song. Maybe they helped with the concepting a little bit, but somebody with amazing costuming skills made their costume. Someone with amazing makeup skills did their makeup. Someone with amazing hair skills did their hair.
Yeah, like, I think you're hitting the nail on the head.
I think it's just like kind of the stakes are lower.
Baby, keep going because you're hitting the spot. my prostate is engorged. You're hitting it. Like, I never put it so perfectly into words. That is it. We want to see freaks. We want to see someone who's like an Aiden Zane who worked.
Yeah, I do basement drag. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I work at a restaurant and this is my lifeline. This is my expression. Or like the freaks of Dragula who are like, my drag character is a radioactive worm who lives in the sewers and secretly lives in a penthouse in Miami. It's like, we want that insane fantasy. And this is more just like, the drag fantasies are just like, I'm pretty.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's executed, it's shiny, it's polished, it's lip sync battle. I don't really know. I guess what, like with lip sync battle, what everybody's looking at is like the funny, the matchup is the funny part. Like going head to head with someone else, and it's usually like a funny fake rap battle or a fake, right?
Yeah.
So that there's something funny about that. Like, and do these celebrities know each other in real life? And what is this? But this is not like a head to head. It's more like a, I don't know.
Okay. So one thing I do believe is drag is for everyone. I do genuinely, it does like make me happy and joyful when people get to experience drag. I don't think drag just needs to be for any kind of person.
Yeah.
But it's inevitably might be less captivating television.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think just like people, like we were just talking about, there's four seasons going on right now. People probably are like watching Philippines, watching whatever,
which
France.
Is great.
Like there's so many. And then you're like, okay, so I'm watching all these talented queens. It's taking up hours of my week. And now I'm just going to add on like some celebs that, you know, I think maybe people that are in the fandom don't care as much, but I'm sure people that are fans of these people are watching too, you know?
I would say Philippines is very good and it's giving something new and fresh, and it's giving something messy, which is something, you know, that made us fall in love with these franchises in the first place.
Is Manila involved with Philippines?
She is not, unfortunately. Oh. She was in like a competing drag show called Drag Den.
Oh,
that I think is either coming out or has hit some
snags.
Production snags because World of Wonder said, nah.
Yeah.
So, but you do get to see Jiggly Caliente.
So Jiggly's on Philippines?
Jiggly's a guest judge on. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
She's very, the Michelle Visage, the hard hitting, let me take you to Jesus.
Judge. But are they speaking in English or are they speaking in Tagalog?
Both.
Oh, wow. Both.
It is the most mixed language franchise for sure.
And does Jiggly speak Tagalog?
She definitely does speak some. She speaks a lot of English and then some Tagalog. Which
that's
is like,
so cool.
It's very cool. I'm sure it's just the culture of the Philippines, but there is so much mixing of the languages that does make it a little easier to watch as an English person.
Speaker,
it makes it a little easier to watch because there's a lot of mixing of language. So you're still reading, but it's just a little bit less read.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta check it out. Oh my God, it's so much.
There's
so
too much.
Drag.
It's too much. It is now for the true drag gluttons. I am like figuratively a 600-pound life queen, just consuming ungodly amounts of Drag Race.
Drag.
Give me a TLC show because I am bedridden with the WoW Presents Plus just right on top of my lap.
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, but back to what we were just talking about really quickly, though. I wonder if that's another reason why they're like, reveal yourselves, because maybe, and I'm just speculating, maybe ratings are not hot. And they're like, if we reveal who all the people are, maybe people will come watch.
Sure.
For who the people are. Like, maybe they'll be like, oh, I kind of want to see AJ McClain. I mean, Backstreet Boys are selling out on tour. They have
because
fans.
They filmed this like last summer, though, I think, right?
Yeah.
But you're saying they were like, you think they would help?
Oh, you're
way.
Right. They would have already known. You're right. That's crazy. Right. I'm acting like this is being filmed week to week. Yeah, you're right. They would already know.
But maybe they were like, there's inevitably a lull in a season. How do we keep the
And this
press
like
up?
Heats it up and gets fans involved. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. But first, Yvonne Trop singing, lip syncing, crazy. Also, were you distracted by this version of crazy? Like, I don't know. I noticed that this was okay. There's the CD version, and then like the slightly produced version from the music video. Do you know
okay.
what they do that? I heard the difference, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm so sad to say I didn't hear it. I mean, it cut in places where I wasn't expecting it to cut, but that's usual.
It still is good, but it's just there's a little less production sparkle on it. And
yeah.
So it was cheaper.
I thought that this little lady, and why am I blanking on the name already?
Thirsty Von Trapp.
I liked the I'm crazy, like,
it's a good angle.
Yeah. But I thought when these guys came out, she was a little off with her choreo. Like, I'm being a jerk, but like, there were times where I was like, it feels like half-assing with the choreo, but then she like hopped into it a little bit more as it went on. So I don't know. Sometimes I think it's really hard to like look sexy, hit the moves, like do everything you've got to do at the same time. Of course,
I know
that's hard.
Like as a sketch note, right? It's like, well, if you start crazy, you have to get crazier.
Yeah.
So we never saw her like writhing on the floor or
like wiping blood all over yourself or something, you know?
Right. Or like an unplugged hair shaver. Like, come on, that's funny.
Yeah.
You know, just a something on her or someone else. Go crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. She didn't get crazier, really.
Wow.
It was cute. She looks fantastic. She's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful queen. And it was certainly good. I definitely wasn't like, oh my God, she's going home. But out of the five we have left, I was like, oh, she might be in the bottom.
And I didn't know who this one was.
Yeah.
And I watch Hacks.
There you go.
Didn't recognize.
There you go.
Thirsty Von Trapp.
So we have, they give him some critiques. I do genuinely enjoy hearing Rue give some feedback, you know, about like, even just her talking about like young queens think they just got to be pretty, but we want to see you be the fool. I was like, this is actually helpful for people to hear.
Yeah.
I think performers in general, you know, you want to be perfect, but we want to see you be a mess.
Yeah.
It was great. And then we have a top two this week. And instead of our bottom, we get Donna and Chakra on the top doing a lip sync to Cher's Believe. Thoughts?
Yeah, they've done Believe on the regular show, haven't they?
Definitely. Shangela and Carmen Carrera, which was a very fun lip sync in season 3.
Oh my God.
And Shangela smokes Carmen.
Stop relying on that body.
And she said, nope.
She's like, I'm actually going to lean way into it. So I just thought that the lip sync, because I'll be honest with you, like it's exactly what we were just talking about before. Like I'm watching two people that don't really know how to do any drag moves or lips or like stuff, just sort of lip sync. And that's fine. But it's like, I'm conditioned now to like, I'm going to see some kind of like funny little, like I wanted someone do like a funny mouth movement with like the auto tune. You know what I mean? Like I'm watching like two bachelorettes at a bachelorette party get up there and really like, you know, feel themselves. But I'm not saying they weren't committed, but it's like after I've watched 20 seasons of professional drag queens do lip syncs, these two without the backup of their... of the choreo and all the stuff that we've seen them do in their main performances, it's just like, okay, you know.
And I would even pitch, like, even if you're not going to do a death drop, at least do a funny thing like falling forward.
Yeah, you know, roll around on the ground. Let's, like, switch it up. You know, like, I could, you know.
Yeah, you got to do something. It's goofy. But yeah.
Pump the floor. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do that aren't like a death drop to me looks like an orthopedic nightmare. Like, I don't understand how anyone does them. Like, I would never, but like,
oh my God,
you know, there's ways you can, there's tons of queens that aren't stunt queens that fucking can still deliver, you know, at a lip sync.
Totally. Yeah. You know, if you're not going to dance, you just have to figure out what are your tricks?
Yeah.
What emotional, even just a few jokes, there's something you gotta, you know, plug and play into your performance. You're right, though. It's cruel that we're asking unseasoned lip syncers to do it. I thought this lip sync was, and you're gonna be shocked, this is the best finale, end of the episode lip sync we've had.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Because the unfortunate problem is when, you know, people do poorly and you put them in the bottom and they're unseasoned lip syncers,
right,
you just get another bad performance. And in fact, the first 2 weeks, I mean, you just watch these queens lay on the train tracks. They're just like, take me, kidnap me, run me over. Don't go watch it. But if you want a reason to not love drag, go watch it. So yeah, this is definitely one of the best. And I thought they both gave.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved it. Yeah, they both gave something different, which I enjoyed. I like that Tatiana went more emotional, and I would say, oh my gosh, Madonna went more like, I don't know, more more draggy, I guess.
Yeah.
Just drag diva. Work. Well, who do you want to win out of these five queens?
From this moment on, no more secrets.
Ah! Who
do I want to win?
Uh-huh.
Oh, geez. I don't know. That's the thing, too. It's like no one has a background story that I'm like, they need this. You know what I mean? Or like they've worked so hard. It's just kind of like any of them. I don't really mind. You know, let's see.
I'll go with Poppy Love. I mean, I don't know. I'm just going to go with Poppy Love.
I would think that would be really funny to see AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys win a drag competition.
So funny. And then he gets a lip sync to Everybody, which is, come on.
Yeah, does a lip sync to one of their own songs.
That is a funny thing, right? It's like, if someone wanted to do Everybody this week, like, cause that's a great song.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to do it this week, would they just be like, no.
I bet you they would have said no.
It's just too distracting.
Well, they would have said like, do an NSYNC song. Like if you really want to do a boy band song, let's do an NSYNC song. Let's do a 98 Degrees song. Let's stay away from Backstreet just so that, I don't know.
It's confused. It's like when you watch like Jennifer Aniston in like a rom-com and someone brings up the TV show Friends. You know what I mean? It would be like, that's too weird. That's too weird.
Yeah.
Work. Well, Kara, remind us again where we can come listen, support, follow you.
Listen, my podcast is called That's Messed Up, an SVU podcast. It's available wherever you podcast or get your pods. And we are going on tour. We're going to 25 cities starting this week. We're starting San Diego and LA, and then we're going to Texas. We're going to be in the Midwest, the South. So if you want to check out where we're going to be, that's messedup.live.com is where all of our ticket links are and stuff.
Yes.
And give the pod a listen. We definitely talk a lot about drag. We keep calling the precinct where the cops all work, all the detectives work, we keep calling it the workroom. I'll be like, back in the workroom.
That's fantastic.
They have a suspect.
Well, that's fantastic. I love it. I live.
I'm just Kara Klank on all the socials. KaraKlank.
And those two links will be in the pod description below. So click, 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 click. Wherever you're listening and getting your pods. If you like Drag Her Podcast, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Drag Her Podcast. We're doing our international coverage. Of course, UK coverage will be coming very soon. I'm tired. And if you like what you're listening to, go give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast, wherever you listen. We love to read them. We love to see them. They fill my heart with happiness. and if you leave one, I might bring back my Trinity the Tuck impression, as so many of you really, 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 really.
I live.
Me too. I live. we love her. I'm like a Greek yogurt sitting in your fridge because my cultures live. Okay, that's too stupid. Kara, I adore you. You're the best. Till next time, let the music play.
Toot, toot, toot,
toot, toot the moon.
I'm not allowed to sing anything on my podcast.
That was a HeadGum Original.